I don't know but one chestnut tree.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know of any other nut.
You get almonds here? Almonds? What do you call them?
Mm-mm. No. I call them peach seeds. That's what they taste like.
What?
Almonds.
Now, when you eat what about those kind of nuts that grow in the ground? We grow them over in Georgia some. Y'all grow them here?
What?
You make butter, sort of kind of a butter out of their nuts, maybe, out of the nuts. You might roast them.
Peanuts?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have peanuts every year. That's what I told you, that sack back yonder, I had to shell. That's my seed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I make peanut butter. Yeah. And we roast them, parch them, we parch peanuts. Make peanut brittle.
Do you buy them at home? Do you buy some sorts at home, or do you buy some at the store, or what?
What?
Peanuts.
We raise our way. We don't buy any.
What do you have any other names for? You ever call them goobers?
Goobers? Yeah, they're called goobers.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether goobers and peanuts are the same thing or not. When we went to Florida, we came back through Alabama, all through that peanut country. And I had a brother that was with us, and he loved boiled peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're green when you boil them, aren't they? They were too salty for me. And we got some. And I bought some
peanuts.
Big ones, and they were white. But what we have are the red ones.
Mm-hmm.
The white's a little larger. I know there's not any difference in the taste.
Yeah.
We just bought some because they were big. Pink, I reckon. The peanut was pink. And what we have is red.
Miss Wheeler, what sort of things would you put in a soup? You were telling me about potatoes. Any other sort of things you might put
in my soup?
In a good soup? Yeah, like the one we
just
had?
Yeah. Well, I think the stock, the way you flavor it. If I don't have a ham bone, I usually get a beef bone, soup bone we call it, or chicken, and then I put tomatoes. I put my tomatoes in the deep freeze,
mm-hmm.
and corn, and English peas, and carrots. We always have carrots all year in the garden, and I put all this came out of the deep freeze. I put corn and onions and potatoes and peas and that's all. Oh, there's 5-6 vegetables in it. There's peas and corn and tomatoes and okra.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you ever put any kind of young, real fresh type of onions in them, maybe?
Yeah, we have those kind in the garden now.
What do they call them?
Well, I just call them winter onions. I got shallots, too.
Oh.
But there's a difference between shallots and a winter onion. Shallots have buttons. These winter onions, they don't have buttons. But they really multiply, and they're delicious. Yeah, I put tops and all in there. I think the top season's the best seasoning. You know, the green part of the onion.
When you told me when you leave something out in the sun on that steel kind of sheet, it'll dry up and whoosh. A peach out there, it'll
dry.
When something dries up, what is it?
It swivels up, but it doesn't swivel, it just dries.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't like to swivel. You see how those apples are. They're just like that when I took them out of the, when they got through drying.
Oh, really?
They don't swivel up.
Hmm. Now, we were talking also about stuff you raise in your garden. Do you raise those big leafy-headed things?
Cabbage?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first thing you put out. They've already got them at